Catherine, Tristan Thompson was spotted house hunting without Khloe Kardashian.
They've got alliterative names. They're perfect for each other.
Yeah, Tristan Thompson and Khloe Kardashian. As long as she doesn't change her name to Khloe Thompson, that's terrible. Or he can't also change his name to Tristan Kardashian. Actually, that's pretty cool.
He's a fantasy character.
Yeah, does sound like he needs a sword and some gauntlets.
Definitely some bracers. Are we doing a podcast?
If you want. Chrissy Teigen breastfeeds daughter's doll baby. Guess I have twins now. Is news.
Yeah, because some people had opinions about her breastfeeding.
Oh, okay. So this is like a follow-up to a previous thing that happened?
Yeah.
I don't like it when people have opinions about other people's bodies.
Yeah, really. Like, that's none of your business.
If I want to breastfeed a literal child.
Exactly.
Catherine, if you want to be a freak and sell it on the weekend, don't. Because that is my business.
Oh, okay.
Hi, I'm Hank Green, and I'm famous on the internet.
I'm his wife, Catherine.
Together, we're about to take a look back at the last week in our lives and in the world by reading, discussing, and critiquing my tweets. Welcome to
Delete this, please.
We have colds, both of us.
No reason.
Well, no, here's the reason. Because I went to VidCon with my dad. My dad came back from VidCon with a cold, gave it to our son, who gave it to us. Because we can't stop kissing that face.
Or, like, I mean, like, my hands are in his...
Oh, yeah.
...holes all the time. Just... Like, all of them.
He basically makes a gel of virus...
Yeah.
...that covers his whole face. And you can't not, like, you have to interface with the baby's face.
Can't not kiss it.
Well... Yeah, that's true, but you also have to, like, wipe it and stuff.
Yeah, that's true. And then, you know, I'm not being real rigorous about my hand washing.
No, it's like once it's in the house, like, I feel like the entire house is like a thin veneer of snot on it.
Pretty much.
He's been so snotty, it's very sad, and then he wakes up coughing.
Oh, boy, his poor...
He has not had grape sleep, and so Catherine and I also have not had grape sleep.
Grape sleep. And we are not. Nobody is getting some great grape sleep.
We've all had
raisin sleep.
Raisin sleep. So we're just trying to do what we can do with that. We're gonna start out the podcast as always with a tweet from 5 years ago. This is my top tweet of the week from 5 years ago. It is a time capsule of a unique and special moment in which we were, I think, at the Big Dipper, and we saw this guy. Wearing a Harry and the Potter's t-shirt, was unsurprised to find that he is a nerd fighter. And there's a picture of the three of us.
Wow.
Which is weird because Catherine, very mostly, if there's an interaction where I'm going to take a selfie.
I do not selfie.
No, she goes
that was
off.
That was a way long time ago.
And she looks for the butter and the grocery store or whatever. but I think part of it, and this was even back then, you didn't do much. Public engagement with strangers.
Right.
I think it was because he was wearing a Harry Potter shirt and you're just a big Harry and the Potter fan.
Was I a big Harry and the Potter fan back
absolutely.
Then?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Mm. I feel like I came to it a little bit later than...
Well, what you're realizing is that
others.
5 years ago wasn't that long ago.
Well, that's true.
In our lives now because we're so old.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I feel like I recognize that kid, too.
I know, he looks familiar. He looks a little like me.
Have we seen that kid around town?
It's possible.
He doesn't look like you.
He looks got my kind of a similar
Your
nose.
Noses are similar.
Similar
you're
smiles.
You're both white, and you're wearing glasses.
So that was the top tweet of the week from 2013. And then we're going to start with a retweet, Catherine, that I retweeted.
Okay, great.
Because I feel like it's going to set the tone.
Oh, boy, I'm excited.
It's from A Small Fiction, which is a really great Twitter account. One of the best tweeters out there, if you want to check out A Small Fiction. Catherine, can you read this for me?
How can I feel strong, she said. This hate potion would do, the witch said. Oh, how can I be strong? Don't take the hate potion.
I didn't know there were going to be voices. That was really good. That made me tear up a little bit, honestly, because right now I feel like we need to not take the hate potion, even though that it does make us feel strong. Oh man, that's a good Twitter account. I blurbed their book, which is I've only done a few times. What's that face? I wasn't bragging.
God, okay.
I was.
It sounded like it.
I was trying to give a further endorsement.
Their book.
I was trying to give a further endorsement.
I blurbed their book. Also, it's just a terrible phrase. I blurbed their book.
It is a bad blurb. Is a bad word. It's really too bad. I've been spelling it BLIRB lately because it makes me feel better about it. Can I get a blurb? Can I get this blurb?
Like I'm a burb.
Yeah.
I blurb it.
And people are like, I think you... And I'm like, nope, that's how it is. That's how it is now.
I mean it like this.
Well, if you thought that tweet was cocky, we're going to read some tweets from a person named Austin who said...
I didn't think the tweet was cocky.
No, my response.
Okay. Gotcha.
We're going to read some tweets from a person who has read my book.
Oh.
Because we got to get that promo in.
An absolutely remarkable thing comes out September 28th.
25th.
Sorry, I went to the end of the 2018.
Yeah.
Comes out September 25th. Although if you buy it on the 28th, that's probably cool too. Available sure. for pre-order now.
And Austin says, so I finally had a day off yesterday and spent the whole time reading an advanced reader's copy of Hank Green's book, An Absolutely Remarkable Thing. I really enjoyed it. It's a story about a girl finding a robot, but really it's about social media, fame, tribalism, and the 2016 election fallout. Hank's narrator is flawed in the same way that so many of us here are. It's a story about how easily it is for good intentions to lead to saviorism, how we burn ourselves out to be relevant. It comes out September, so if you need some escapism that also isn't, check it out. It's a great blurb! With an I.
This is a great blurb. Good blurb.
It's a gerb. It's a gerb. Thanks, Austin.
It's a gerb.
Austin, this looks very interesting, is the author of a book called Transforming the Bible and the Lives of Transgender Christians. So check out Austin Hartke. What else is happening? I tweeted at July 2nd. How are peaches even possible?
Because we were watching that episode of Queer Eye.
Yeah, that's what it was. Because we don't have peaches here yet.
Not yet. No, they come later. But they do come.
They do. It's a great moment when the peaches arrive at the market. And now, since we have a baby, we get up early enough to get them.
Yeah, we show up. They're still peaches. Before the baby, we are always disappointed in peaches.
Yeah, it would be like 2 weeks a year where there are enough peaches for the latecomers. Oh, they're so good. How are they possible? I mean, oh, there are so many fruits that I feel that way about, though. It's just like this. And also, how is there a Bing cherry in the world, and I choose to eat some candy that some machine made. Why would someone have a gusher?
I mean,
when they could have a peach.
I do really like that chewy, chewy Twizzler, though.
I know. It's interesting.
It's something. It's weird.
I don't know that I love a peach skin. I kind of like. That's a lot to sort of like handle.
That's why I get the nectarines.
Yeah, they're
like
a peach.
The skin is a little thinner and it's not fuzzy.
Yeah.
When we had those peaches, your mom bought. She peeled them.
She did. She peeled them.
She cut the skin off, and I was like, "This is gourmet for breakfast."
Ooh. Ooh. You are a mom.
I will come to your house for breakfast again.
I've got an embarrassing story to tell about my peach tweet.
Fun.
Chris Ballinger, who is a YouTuber, replied to my peach tweet with the following three emojis: lipstick, plus sign, Tyrannosaurus Rex. And I replied, true, because it started to get lots of likes. And also, he's a YouTuber, and I feel like, you know, we're in the same world, so I feel like I should at least recognize. But, like, it got so many likes, and every response to his tweet is like, I'm choking, oh my god, I just screaming, you're the greatest person ever, I'm screaming, Chris in all caps, I just spit up my water, I can't breathe.
Right.
So there's some joke here that I am deeply not getting, and I wanted to run it by you first, Catherine.
What do I think lipstick plus T-Rex is?
Yeah.
No idea.
Is that definitely lipstick, or is that like an award?
That's the top of a lipstick.
Okay, it's the top of a lipstick.
I mean...
It looks like maybe a ruby on a golden platform, but I think it's the top of a lipstick. So, hashtag Pipples, if you know what this is, I was too embarrassed to ask.
You couldn't find out?
No. Everybody was just, like, screaming. No one would explain it. No one asked, like, I don't get it. Some people said, this took me way too long to get. And so I just kept staring at it, thinking, maybe if I just keep staring at it, I'll get it.
How are peaches even possible?
How are peaches even possible? A T-Rex with lipstick on is how peaches are possible.
All right.
Help me! Hashtag Pipples.
Educate your dad, guys.
4,216 likes does not make this, unfortunately, our top tweet of the week.
I take it back. He's not your dad.
No, goodness gracious, no. But I also tweeted this during Queer Eye. Queer Eye Season 2 has a lot more, I need to leave the room right now because this is very awkward moments.
Mm-hmm.
And Rebecca says, I literally hid under my blanket for the rap battle.
That was the one.
Which leads us to...
Oh boy, oh boy.
Hank Green's draft tweets.
It's tweets that I didn't tweet as a whole draft tweets from Hank. Wow.
not our best work, Catherine. This one was a real good tweet.
90% of showing up is showing up.
That was based... That was based on what Catherine, a joke that Catherine made, that I was not able to actually tweet, but why did Karamo just make that Bernie Sanders stan rap? Was that reparations?
I did make that joke.
You did make that joke. And then I showed you this tweet and you were like, that's a good tweet, but you can't tweet it.
You cannot tweet that.
You can't tweet that.
No.
Reparations, you can't make fun of reparations.
It's a joke.
if you're a white guy. What other draft tweets do I have? I have a lot of draft tweets from this week, but most of them were part of conversations I was having with people that won't make sense in context.
Yeah.
But this one's pretty good.
You gonna
good.
Edit that out?
I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. I think people need to know the authentic experience that
here's the real,
we are actually ill.
Here's the realism.
I like this tweet, but I figured I couldn't tweet it. July 4th, I almost tweeted this.
Uh-oh.
Fireworks were amazing tonight. And then it's just a screenshot of somebody's pecs.
It's that guy's pecs.
It's that guy's pecs.
Yeah.
That we talked about a few episodes back. That guy who follows and unfollows me. He stopped doing it, by the way.
Hey, amazing.
And I thought that tweet would have killed, but there would have been a lot of people who thought that I did that accidentally, and they would have been, like, worried. And I thought it would have created too much confusion. But I did really like it. Because they're like the idea of posting fireworks.
Yeah, it's too bad.
You can't post fireworks on 4th of July because everybody's doing it.
Everybody does, though.
So instead, I pretend like I was going to post fireworks, except that it was just like really, really, really good pecs.
That's an inside joke, though. That's too much inside.
Too inside. We got our draft tweets out of the way early, Catherine.
Sweet. I didn't have any.
It's amazing to even think. You can't draft tweets because you don't have Twitter installed on your phone.
That's right.
You can't do it on desktops. This tweet is from July 3rd. I ask, hey, did you go to PodCon last year? If so, please tell me what you thought of the event in response to this tweet. No reason. Nope. Not doing anything behind the scenes here. So if you're interested in PodCon, I think that Catherine might be able to come with me this year.
I was there last year.
No, I know. But like, that's not what I mean. Of course you were there last year. I mean, now you're a podcaster.
Oh.
You can be a guest.
Ugh. People are going to be looking at me.
You're a content creator. You don't want to do a live delete this?
I don't know. Maybe. If people don't look at me.
Is there a way to do this without you looking
at me? I'm going to just walk out behind a big black cardboard rectangle.
Yeah.
Like the kind that they would put on someone who like... didn't agree to be in the video.
Oh, right, right, right. Yeah, it's like sort of tracking around you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'll just be wearing it.
Yep.
So, like, you can see me because I'll be sitting next to you.
Right. I've proposed that for several YouTube creators who've never showed their faces.
Yeah, like Gray.
But they
doesn't want to do it.
It tends to be more than just the face. You know, they're also just sort of like anxious about the entire experience. And also it's very weird.
I don't like being screamed at.
Yeah.
For any reason, really.
Maybe we can make a pact. We can make a pact with the live viewing audience. No screaming.
Polite clapping.
Polite clapter. Clapter.
Clapter.
Clapter is good. Snapping. Snapter.
Snapters.
So at my VidCon concert, we had this great moment where I told everybody to, like, because I had to do something, I had to, like, take a drink of water. I was like, while I'm doing that, just high-five everybody nearby you. And the sound of people high-fiving is so interesting compared to the sound of applause.
Yeah.
Because applause, you get, like every person claps once every second or so.
Yeah.
With high-fives, every person...
It's a lot of pause.
Because, like, it required two people.
Mm-hmm.
So every person, on average, was making a noise, like, once every 4 seconds or so. Maybe even less than that. More than that. And so instead of sounding like applause, it was like... Pop, 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 clap, clap, clap,
clap, clap, clap, clap. Interesting.
Yeah. I really liked it. So maybe at our...
You're going to do that forever.
Yeah, no more applause. You have to... If you want to applaud, you have to high-five someone near you.
This is the future.
This is how it works now.
This is communist applause.
You have to find somebody else who agrees that they want to applaud and applaud with them. Love it. I'm in.
Nice.
July 3rd. Oh my, when did they add the added sugars category on the nutritional information? Now I feel bad about this Coke, because 39 grams of added sugars is 78% of your added sugar of the day.
Yeah, that's a lot of sugars.
Oof, oof.
I mean, how many teaspoons is 39 grams? It's like 10?
It's like, I think it's like 9.
Yeah, 9 or 10 teaspoons.
It's a lot. It's like drinking 10 cups of tea. It's crazy.
That's a lot of tea.
I made a video about this. I talked to Aaron Carroll of Healthcare Triage about it. And yeah, I mean, obviously you shouldn't be drinking Coca-Cola. It's bad for you. And I think that this is great. It's just like, that's a little intimidating.
Well, maybe it'll make you think next time you're like at the office and you're like, I need a quick thing.
It definitely has made me think.
Yeah.
Like, you very rarely see a number above 50% on food.
Anything.
Like ramen noodles.
Any sort of thing.
I think.
Sodium.
With sodium, it does.
Ooh,
and you're like, wow.
Noodles.
Or like 48% or something.
Ooh,
but
I want that.
I know. It's so good. Oh, God. That'd be so good on the throat right now. Why did we have hot dogs for dinner? Well, they were pretty good, though.
They were really good.
Thanks for the hot dogs, Catherine.
Yeah, you know.
July 3rd, I tweeted this screenshot of my phone saying, Montana summers, y'all. 7 a.m., 47 degrees. 3 p.m., 79 degrees.
Yeah, that's not even like...
It could do
the most
bigger
extreme
swings.
It can get, yeah.
A lot of people responded to this thinking I was saying how nice it was out, and it is. That is a nice day, because it's a super nice day.
Yeah.
But I was just trying to indicate that, like, it's a little hard if you're going to work... when it's 47 degrees out and you're coming home from work when it's 80 degrees out, it's a little hard to dress.
Yeah.
Layers. Like ogres.
Yeah.
You gotta, like, bring a backpack to put all your layers in if you're on your bike.
Or you have a pannier. Whatever.
Or you have a pannier. No. What's it called?
I think it's called pannier.
Pannier?
Pannier.
It's almost like the cheese in Indian food.
Yeah.
But with a little extra syllable.
I mean,
pannier?
If you were like pronouncing it like it was French, it would be panier.
Panier.
But that's not how you say it in English.
Well, let's ask Jay, because this is part of my job, is I need to figure out how to pronounce
things. What's up, Jay?
Pannier or panier.
Pannier.
Pannier. Well, he's
pannier.
British.
Pannier.
Pannier or pannier.
Also, what a diversion.
But people, on July 3rd, mm-hmm. It was very nice in Missoula, but it was literally sweltering everywhere else on Earth.
Yeah, like over 100.
So
many places.
Yeah. So I got a lot of comments on that were like, well, moving to Montana.
Yeah.
And that's absolutely fine if you don't mind that it's going to get super hot here.
It is super hot now.
And also, in the winter, it's going to, if you've never experienced negative 20, you might want to, Fahrenheit, which is actually quite similar to negative 20 Celsius, you might want to avoid figuring out what that's like. This is not quite my top tweet of the week, which is too bad, because my actual top tweet of the week, I'm not proud of.
Well,
I could just delete that one, and then this one would be.
When we get there,
yeah.
Maybe we'll delete it.
July 4th, Dream Journal. I was losing a duel with Kylo Ren, so I asked him if he could bring our drinks to a different room that was less warm. Once he was holding our drinks, I threw a small TV at him and then lightsabered his face.
Sure. Wow, there's so much going on in that small paragraph. Two sentences.
It was not easy.
Let's deconstruct.
It was not easy to fit it all in. Okay.
You were dueling.
Yep.
But you were also drinking.
Mm.
You wanted...
We weren't holding them while we were dueling.
Oh, clearly.
They were sitting down.
No, I get it. But you both had drinks.
And they were like...
So, like, you were at a party.
They were like cocktail drinks.
Yeah, so like fruity. During the party, like, you guys got into a fight. You decided, we need to duel now. You both put down your drinks. Then you commenced to duel.
It wasn't entirely
And then you were like,
clear.
I know how I'm going to take care of this. Kylo, wait, let's pause this duel. Can you please take our drinks to a room that is less warm? The drinks are getting warm. And also me. I am also getting warm because of all this exercise. Yeah, that sounds like something that he would, like, totally agree to in that moment.
He seems like a chivalrous man. That's got one thing he's got going for him. Catherine has a face on that she does not want.
I don't think, maybe that word doesn't mean what you think it means. I mean.
He's a knight. He's literally chivalrous.
Okay, well, that doesn't make everything he does chivalrous.
Anyway, whatever.
And then there's a small TV.
I don't know where the small TV.
That's
so
amazing.
To be clear,
like the kind of TV that like had a VCR in the bottom of it.
No, that would be that makes sense.
Even smaller than that.
It was a flat screen TV that was the size of an iPad.
Well, that's an iPad, Hank.
No, but it had a little stand on the bottom.
Okay.
And later, thinking about that, I was like, why don't they make small flat screen TVs? And then I realized that...
Because that's an iPad.
That's an iPad.
On a stand.
Yeah, so I realized that they do make small flat screen TVs. But yes, It was just big
it
enough
wasn't
that,
a CRT.
That like it hit the drinks up into his face. And then what I did is I lightsabered him in the chest and then lifted it through his head.
Oh my God, how do you even remember these things?
Well, that was a pretty vivid thing to see.
I know.
So that's why I remembered that.
This is the other thing, like you have dreams like that. I had a dream that I overheard someone talking about the colds that they had, that I was like, oh, that's the cold I have.
I also
I
have
guess
that
I
cold.
I know what to expect from this cold.
I have boring dreams too.
Oh, jeez. But I never have Kylo Ren lightsaber dreams. I mean, if I do, I do not remember them.
My dreams
are terrible.
Your dreams are terrible?
Yes. Like, give me some dreams.
Yeah.
I need to do some more things in my life, maybe.
Well, it's not like
I actually... Because I keep my life real boring for, like, a good reason.
Yeah.
Because of stress.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe if I was doing more things, my dreams would be more interesting.
Yeah, but, like, wouldn't you then be more stressed out?
Yeah, probably. So can't sleep well anyway, so...
Interestingly, I had a dream journal back in 2013. Oh. I hung out with Rick Astley in my dream last night. He was super cool. We talked about tables. But that wasn't my top tweet of the week, so... Maybe. Steel Angel John said, like in Gross Point Blank, like hitting with the TV, not the lightsaber part. And I said, yeah, it was a small TV, but I can't imagine it wasn't inspired by the popcorn moment.
I love that.
It's so good.
I mean, possibly my favorite moment in any movie?
Yeah.
It's up there.
It's up there, man. I gotta remember that if anybody asks me, like, what's the best thing that's ever happened? And I'm like, Dan Aykroyd yelling popcorn, getting hit in the head with the TV.
Yeah.
Not just like in cinema, but in humans.
Just period. In humans.
July 4th. One too many Doritos. This was at nighttime as I was going to bed. I definitely had one too many Doritos. At least, I think probably I had a lot, like more than one too many Doritos. Oh. I did a couple of bad eatings
after the barbecue, yeah.
This week.
Hard on a holiday.
And paid for it, man.
Yeah, you paid for it.
Because my colitis hasn't been great lately, and I don't know, man. Where's the self-control, boy? Like, you know. You yeah, know.
It's hard.
One beer in, I'm like, well, but what would it hurt if I had a third pulled pork sandwich? I didn't have any pulled pork sandwiches, but I might as
for
well
example.
Have. As an example, yes.
Yeah. Let me have another spicy sausage.
Yeah. Oh, those sausages were so good.
I know. I'm going to get some more of those because that was...
Where did those come from?
In the freezer section at the food farm, but they're bugonis.
Bugonis.
Yeah.
Okay. This is also from this barbecue, 4th of July barbecue we were at. 4-year-old at the barbecue I just went to sings happy birthday song. Me. Whose birthday is it? 4-year-old. Montana! That was pretty cute. Yeah.
And they were like, oh, is it Montana's birthday?
Yeah. And we looked it up and it was not.
No, but...
Close which, enough.
What she meant was that it was the United States' birthday.
Right.
Yeah.
Just a little fuzzy on the difference between those things.
Yeah.
Are you at the website for bugonese sausages?
That's right.
If you live in Montana, I don't think that they... supply anywhere else.
Free shipping on all qualified orders of $49
oh,
or
well,
more.
They will send you sausages, apparently.
We use only pork shoulder meat, no scraps or trim meat.
Oh, wow.
Raised free range on farms that don't use growth hormones or antibiotics.
Wow. Those ain't cheap.
Most... No, they are not. I spent $80 on sausages for that barbecue.
Whoa, holy muggle. And you know how many were left at the end of the barbecue? Two. There were two.
Yeah.
So well purchased, Catherine.
Yeah.
You got the right number of sausages.
When you get the good stuff, people eat them.
I went through a lot of hot dogs at that party, too.
I also got a bunch of Lifeline brats, so.
Yeah, those are also really good. Okay, here's my top tweet of the week, Catherine. July 5th.
He's not happy about it.
I'm not really. The GOPs, the GOP, they tweeted, Democrats' calls to abolish ICE would mean abolishing America's borders and opening the floodgates to crime, drugs, and terrorism. This apparently is a actual talking point for the GOP. And I quote tweeted this and said, Jacob Sartorius is older than ICE. Do you know who Jacob Sartorius is?
No.
He is a Musical.ly star. He's 15.
Okay.
Because I was just trying to find something that was clearly very young.
Right, right, right.
Been around for longer than ICE.
Like we have a few, we've had borders for a while.
And we've had borders for longer than Jacob Sartorius has been alive.
I mean, I see what your point you're trying to, I see the point you're trying to make there.
Yeah.
Not elegantly made.
No, I mean, if you know who Jacob Sartorius if you know who Jacob Sartorius is, which a lot of people do. But the problem with this really is that this is like, my perspective here is not nuanced. The GOP's perspective is also not nuanced. But in reality, like the work that ICE is doing right now, before ICE existed, was being done. It was just being done by other agencies of the US government. It was being done... And, like, the way that ICE operates now might be different from that, but it's not because ICE exists. It's because ICE's role has changed over the last 15 years.
Mm.
And who made those changes and how those changes happened is complicated. So that's what I don't like about this tweet. Because, like, the INS. You remember the INS?
Yeah.
That's what we talked about.
That's the one. Yeah, we had the INS.
Now, when we were whippersnappers...
What happened to the INS?
It got turned into ICE and the border... The other one, it
Homeland
like
Security?
When it became part of Homeland Security, INS was divided up into several different organizations, and one of them is ICE.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
so it's complicated, and so like this you know liberal talking point that ICE didn't used to exist and now it does is not nuanced. It does not connect that well with reality. So I'm just gonna delete it, you guys.
Yeah. That's good.
Because I'd rather my top tweet of the week be about Kylo Ren getting stabbed in the face.
After throwing a tiny TV / iPad at him. Good.
It was a TV. July 5th. Hey, Google, what happens next in the book I'm writing?
Oh, boy. Oh, God.
You didn't think that was going to happen?
No.
What I'm confused by is why didn't it happen from the close by one?
Where is it?
Oh, did Warren unplug it or something?
Yeah, I don't see it. It's on the floor.
That's why. Yes, Google just scared my wife, you guys. That was a legitimate... Who is the person in the house right now?
Well, the thing is, like, it's when you're expecting it to talk back to you, it's not scary, but when you're not... There they are.
Yeah.
In your house, lady.
Google would like you to know that she doesn't know how to answer that question.
They said, I don't understand.
Caitlin says, eyes on your own paper, Hank. If I could cheat, I would.
Yeah.
It's hard. Writing a book is hard.
Yeah.
But this one got a lot of love in the writer community. What, Catherine? What? Did I burp at you?
Mm-hmm.
What did it smell like?
Sausage.
July 5th, I posted this video of this, the time lapse of me signing these pieces of paper where the curls fade in and out, and I'm so glad that worked out.
Yeah.
Catherine and I were sitting at the table together while we were doing this.
You were so angry about the fact that you had to do that.
It was annoying. It was, because I had to be so careful to keep everything in place.
Yeah.
And these pieces of paper are super slippery.
Yeah.
And
he's like, every one of them is sticking together.
But it worked, and I'm so happy it worked because it's super cool. And ended up getting a lot of love on Twitter, actually. One of my most like engaged with videos I've ever posted.
Weird.
Because of how cool it is.
Huh.
July 6th, I tweeted this while we were at a party because I realized I don't have any friends under the age of like 26. I want to know what the kids are drinking these days. And everybody just thought that was a good opportunity to make jokes. Well, I actually wanted to know. Like, do you guys drink, like, Twisted Tea or Mike's Hard Lemonade? Zima's? Boone's Farm?
It seems to me like the kids drink a lot of cider-type things.
Yeah. I remember that when the young people who work for me were younger.
Yes.
They were always drinking cider. And I was like... You just want beer that's sweet. You want juice beer.
Yes. As did we when we first started drinking.
I remember that in Austria was when we had, and I was like, cider's the dopest.
Cider? Sign me up.
There were a lot of people who had a lot of funny answers to this question, but a lot of people said, water, it's summer, and staying hydrated is the new turnt.
That's important. You don't want those kidney stones.
Oh, man, I don't want those kidney stones.
Oops,
I tweeted at Trump.
He made me do that.
I did make her do it more loudly. The rigged witch hunt, originally headed by FBI Loverboy Peter S. for 1 year and now 13 angry Democrats, should look into the missing DNC server, Crooked Hillary's illegal deleted emails, the Pakistani fraudster, Uranium One Podesta, and so much more. It's a Democrat con job.
I hate it so much. I hate it so much.
And then I responded,
yes.
You're getting really good at writing tweets that are impossible to respond to because they reference many things with vastly different levels of severity and legitimacy.
That's...
Oh, my God. I mean, he sounds like one of his conspiracy theorists.
Old man ranting on the sidewalk?
A little
bit. Yelling at the nothingness?
Yeah, a little bit. What is the Pakistani fraudster? I mean... Alex Finley said, wait, what? What's the Pakistani fraudster? Did I miss an episode?
I didn't see that issue. I didn't see that issue of the DC Comics universe.
Yeah, it got...
There's no way to engage with that in a meaningful way.
Right.
And that's why you shouldn't tweet at Trump.
I guess I just wanted to, like, outline a little bit of what was happening.
Yeah, that's true, I guess.
We could go back to that tweet from July 4th now, where we went for that hike and... And I took this picture.
Oh, that was nice.
Of Waterworks Hill. That's nice. Oh, God, look how lush.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Be a shame if it all burned up.
It'd be a shame if all that lush greenery turns to kindling in the next month.
Month? Try, like, next week and a half.
Yeah. And this tweet is from today, July 8th, this morning, when I said to my son that Because he loves egg.
He loves egg. It's like one of the signs he knows.
Yeah.
And
he's like, eggs, eggs, eggs.
And like, if you're eating an egg and you don't give him any, he's like, betrayer!
Yeah.
He makes a terrible noise.
He loves eggs. And we were trying to get him to eat a little bit of meat, like some sausage or something. And
it was pulled pork from my huevos rancheros.
It was pulled pork from Catherine's huevos rancheros.
So delicious.
And I was like, it's like an egg. It's like a very old egg. And
oh, really bad eggs.
So I tweeted, I just described meat as like a very old egg to my son, which is like technically correct. And a bunch of people were like, no, no, there's lots of animals that don't come from eggs. And I was like,
which ones?
Maybe you should trust me on this one. And you could Google it before you tell me I'm wrong. When, not to toot my own horn, I'm me.
Jeez. Wow, if you guys could see his face right now.
I'm like,
I believe they call that the shit eating
face. I'm a science guy?
I'm a science guy. Not the science guy.
No, that's taken.
A science
Just
guy.
Just one of them.
Hank Green, a science guy.
One among many others. All right, Catherine, one more tweet we're going to talk about before we move on with it. It's from today, June 8th, where I say, can I make it so Twitter doesn't put tweets I like in my followers' feeds?
Yeah.
I like tweets for lots of reasons.
I agree. I don't really appreciate that coming up in my feed.
Yeah.
Like, I follow people because I want to see their tweets.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to see what they're liking. Because yep. Then it shows me things from like
total strangers.
Yeah, total strangers and like people saying stuff I don't want to see.
Well, a couple reasons why this was a problem this week. I liked a tweet from the one janitor, who's a YouTuber who I like, and he said, I'm mad at the Vlogbrothers because they convinced me that being a good person was a viable way to succeed as a content creator. It seems to be largely the opposite. Which I thought was a funny tweet.
I saw that you liked that tweet, and I also liked that tweet.
Yeah.
So that's a case in which I appreciated that feature. But
I don't actually want to retweet that tweet because I think a lot of people might misunderstand it and think that he's being serious, that he's actually mad at us about that.
Really?
I mean, I'm hyper aware of what how misunderstandings happen on
people
social media.
Really can't understand.
Yeah, and also. Also, I wouldn't retweet this because it seems to be largely the opposite is not a public perspective I would have because I try to be pretty try to maintain some level of optimism about the creator ecosystem. And I do believe that a lot of good people are still making it. It's just that like you can't do it in the way that we did it because it's so crowded now. Mm. But I thought that was a great tweet and I thought it was funny. And I replied to him, the secret is we're actually terrible people. But I know that this tweet got a ton of that, like algorithmically
because look at how many likes it has.
Yeah, because he never gets that many likes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should follow him. He's great. But the other problem is that I accidentally, for 1.8 seconds, liked that Trump tweet when I was responding to it because my finger slipped.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And then a bunch of people were like, Hank, why are you liking Trump's tweets?
Ugh.
It makes me, like, I don't need to see that in my feed. And also, why would, and it's like the top response on this tweet where I said, can I make it so Twitter doesn't put tweets I like in my followers' feeds?
Yeah.
It's this guy saying, look at this. Hank Green liked real Donald Trump, the rigged witch hunt, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It's like that. This image here makes me so deeply uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Literally
clicked
the like button and then I was like, oh, crap. And I unclicked it.
Uh-huh.
That's how long it was. And it went to so many people.
Wow.
Like it was not. It was a lot of people responded to me and they were like, why did you like that tweet?
That's a power Twitter does not need.
Yeah. It's a power Twitter does not need. And like, also, it should recognize when you unlike a tweet, it should stop broadcasting it.
Yeah.
Which it did not do.
Oof.
This person even was able to do a screenshot of it.
Yep.
So it's obviously up. I think that I should, as a content creator, have the ability to turn that off for myself.
Right. Yeah.
And
like, I don't want people seeing what I like in their feed.
Yes.
Like, maybe you can go to my page and see what
Oh, yeah. Because then you're seeing, like, here's how I like things. You're seeing it in context of, right, like, oh, here's Hank. He's liking a bunch of replies.
Yeah.
To, like, because oftentimes I like something just to show people that I've seen it.
Yeah, totally.
If, like, if I'm having a conversation,
like,
instead of responding, I'll be like,
Facebook.
Be like, yeah, I saw this.
Yes.
And so, like, but, like, me saying, yeah, I saw this, to me doesn't say, please broadcast that to my feed.
Mm-hmm.
Catherine.
Yeah.
You tweeted this week 2-3 times.
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
You did. You tweeted to two different people.
At replies are different.
Telling them that they should come to Missoula because you want cool people to come hang out. And then you tweeted, guess who's back, with a link to delete this.
Yes.
Because
we were gone for a week. That's why.
Yeah. So thanks for your tweets, Catherine. Thanks for your support of the pod.
Hey. You're welcome.
As for our viral moments of joy, Catherine, would you like to see something remarkable?
Give it to me.
Here's some ladies. They're on a big motorcycle. Somebody throws some litter out of their car. Girl kicks it, curves back into the car.
Amazing.
How? And also, is this somehow faked?
Because it zooms in too and then slows down.
Well, that's all. I think that's all digital zoom. Like, that's post. But what I'm concerned about is, like, why is this car driving so slow?
Also, I'm concerned about how these girls are going to get on this motorcycle
wearing 6-inch heels
and skirts that are very tight. How do you.
How is that going to work?
How do you mount?
Yeah.
Yeah, the more I look at it, the more I believe that it is not real. But it's still cool.
Here
that
is
that one's good.
This
give
is
it to
good,
me.
But
it
you
to
gotta turn this on.
Yeah, give it to me. I want to hear it.
It's a kitten inside of a big bowl of kibbles. And then there's this one. I don't know if you saw this, but it is amazing from London Pride. You didn't see it. I'm so glad I get to see you see it for the first time. Isn't it amazing? The only problem with this video is that it's not 35 minutes long. Also, I know she hurt herself
also,
right there, right?
How old is that person? No, I don't think so.
She must have scraped her knee at least. It's a asphalt.
Yeah, she probably got a little knee scrape.
Yeah. It'll go wild. If you want to see our viral moments of joy, like that dancing Hermione at London Pride... What is that dance style called, Catherine?
I believe that is called whacking.
I like it a lot, my friends.
It's related to voguing.
Yes. Now, before we get to some words about words from the best tweeter on Twitter, linguist Susie Dent, we have to read some reviews from our listeners. Or rather, we get to read some reviews from our listeners, Catherine.
Yay, hooray!
Because we're so lucky that we have those. This one is from RDF21, who says, best podcast ever. I love this podcast, except for the fact that Hank keeps calling it a pod.
What do you mean?
I'm going to have to live with that, because that's what I call them.
Well, it's casting the pod.
Yeah, I've casted a pod.
The pod is being casted into the world. What up?
I put it on the end of my fishing pole.
Why would I say those two syllables when I could just use the one?
And I casted my pod. Into your ear bowl.
Right into the ear bowl. Party Marmalade says, wow, Catherine. 5 stars. So much fun listening to Hank and Catherine just casually talk and joke around with each other. It's very cozy. Also, I'm very impressed by Catherine referring to breakdancers, in quotation marks, as b-boys. How did she know that? I'm a woman of the world.
We have some b-boy friends. We got friends who are b-boys.
I've got education.
Catherine... maybe once upon a time knew how to break dance a little bit.
It did. I mean, they call it breaking. And I took that literally.
Ended her career.
Yep.
You guys.
If you've been around, you know what I'm talking about.
Thanks, everyone, for your reviews. We appreciate them. You can leave reviews on iTunes. That's really great. You can also find us on Twitter at DeleteThisPod, where we are going to post the show notes from this week, where you can see all the things that we talked about, including our viral moments of joy. If you would like to send us questions, comments, or viral moments of joy, please use the hashtag Pipples, that's P-I-P-L-E-S, on Twitter. And if you want to get in touch with me directly, I'm at Hank Green Catherine.
Hey, don't worry about it.
Thanks to Andrew Huang for the use of his track Everything Will Be Alright from his album Love and Desolation. And thank you for listening.
See you later, guys. This one is interesting. It's a response to a tweet. Someone asks Susie Dent a question. Why is the word messenger when they're delivering a message and not messager? And Susie answers, we did once talk of messengers and passengers before they became messengers and passengers. Linguists call this, wait for it, the intrusive N, which helps the tongue glide from an unstressed vowel to a consonant. Because it is awkward to say passengers and messenger.
Messenger. Yeah.
It puts that N in there. It feels better in your mouth.
Gets closer to the G before you get to the G.
Weird.
Passenger.
Linguist.
Messenger. You, like, yeah.